on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I think I'm being personally attacked by birds.
What is your problem today?
And I honestly want to know, am I the only one? Maybe I'm not. I want to know why birds wait until the very last second to fly in front of your car. Like, what are you doing? And it stresses me out because this happened to me, and this is just one example of many.
Yeah.
This happened to me the other day where I'm driving and there's a bird. The bird was like on the literal street.
Okay.
First of all, what are you doing there? You can fly. Why
so
aren't you
space.
In a beautiful tree?
So
you have the ability to go to so many other places. Why are you on the ground on the asphalt where vehicles are moving? Okay. Question number one, you want the smoke. Number two,
you're asking for it.
Number two, I know you can feel the vibrations in your little feet. My car is getting closer. I cannot stop. And I'm like, I can't kill this bird. If I kill this bird, it's going to ruin me. Like, I cannot do this. Like, please move. Please move. I start honking my horn at the bird because it's not moving.
Where are you, too? Are you on a side street or are you like on like the, you know, 695 or whatever?
I'm on a side street, but it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
But there were cars behind me,
yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm honking the horn. The bird's not moving.
Staring you down.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
enjoying its day.
Is this literally chicken right now? Like, what are you doing? And then literally, I swear to you, in my soul, it felt like 2 centimeters before I was about to hit the bird. But like, then all of a sudden, it like flies, right? That is example number one. Example number two, I'm driving down my street about to, next to my apartment or whatever. Like, out of nowhere, a bird flies from like the left side and it like swoops down in front of my car. And I'm like, why? Oh, also, again, why are you so low? You can be up there. And when it flies, it's like directly in front of my vehicle, like it's trying to get hit. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I only have one option. I have to be like right here. You give this whole sky.
Yeah.
The whole sky
you
is
get
your
to
option.
Fly wherever you want. If I was a bird, I would be up in the sky all day, every day. And if I had to land, I would be up in like the tallest tree ever, because why not? Why are you down by these cars and making me feel like I'm about to hurt you? Because that's something I can't handle.
It is frustrating.
They might have FOMO. Like, maybe they're like,
they wish they could drive.
I just want to hang out down there with all of you.
I mean, honestly, it's a good question. I think we've all been there before, especially with that driving thing. When you're heading right towards them, they'd be staring at you. I feel like they literally make eye contact. Like they're looking at you. Like, what you gonna do? Like, honestly, what are you gonna do? You gonna hit me or not? Like, what are you gonna do? Almost like they think you're gonna stop for them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there? I don't even know. This may be a dumb question to ask, but we're gonna try. Is there someone that knows about birds?
like the mentality.
Yeah. Like, is there a birdologist listening right now?
Someone from the Maryland Zoo.
Yes.
Like, what is it? Like, what is it in their brain that's like waiting to the very last minute, or has this urge to fly as close as possible,
yes,
to your moving car?
Right. There's got to be somebody smarter than us in birds that knows the answer of like, why in the world do birds just stare you down waiting to that very last second to take off?
Because I don't want to hit you.
We
don't
make
me
don't
do this. I don't want to do this.
Your anxiety goes to like a level 10 every single time. Wondering if you know the answer, will you text us 410-583-1065? If you've got some credibility, because I know you know what Jess is talking about. You've been there before where you're like, why won't you just fly? You know how to. Don't do this to me right now.
Yeah, get out of the way.
Had a day, okay? That's funny.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.